KQED.
Tomorrow, the Espinosa family plans to sit down for Thanksgiving dinner in the one-bedroom apartment they've been staying in. Between the parents and kids, the family lost two homes in the Redwood Valley fires that rushed through Mendocino County. Like them, many families are bunking together in tight quarters, even living in hotel rooms. They're grateful to have a place to stay, but 6 weeks after the wildfires, the uncertainty is working on some nerves. KQED's April Demboski has the story.
Going to work these days is a relief. Crystal Espinosa is a secretary at the middle school in Redwood Valley, and since the fire burned down her home, work has been a refuge. Right now, she's living with seven other people in a one-bedroom apartment.
It's either you're sleeping on the floor or a bed that we've brought in, and then the rest of them are just on couches and floors.
Her parents' home burned down too, and her dad's boss offered them the one-bedroom for free. So Espinosa, her fiancé, her mom and dad, and her younger brothers and sister all moved in.
She's offered for us to stay there as long as we need to.
Espinosa says they're just glad to have some place to stay. But at times, the stress can wear on the gratitude.
We all get up at different times because we work different hours, and it's just a struggle not to wake up everybody, and then just a struggle when we get back to see how we're going to manage with food, how we're all going to get dressed. I mean, there's only one bathroom down there, and it's a big struggle right now.
At one point, some plumbers in the fire zones were offering to unclog toilets for free. It hasn't come to that yet for Espinosa's family.
It's very, very difficult.
But one thing was easy: deciding who in the family would get to sleep in the bedroom.
They ended up just giving it to us just because of the fact that I am pregnant.
7 months pregnant.
And so they wanted me to be comfortable.
In urban Sonoma County, the sheer number of homes destroyed in the fire is staggering. 4,700. In rural Redwood Valley, it's more like 300. But the percentage of people who've been displaced here worries the locals.
That means a third of our little hamlet's population here is suddenly homeless.
Katrina Fry is concerned if people can't find more stable places to stay, they'll move away. And that could really change the character of this small town. Families could be split.
My son and his wife and their 5-year-old son have been staying in the basement of his brother-in-law's house in Ukiah, and they're desperately looking for a little place of their own that they can rent for the winter.
But the rental market is tight, and while a few FEMA RVs have arrived in Sonoma County, none have landed in Redwood Valley. Fry and her husband hope to live in one while they rebuild.
And we understand that there are no FEMA trailers for 3 to 4 months.
In the long term, rebuilding isn't an option for people like Crystal Espinosa. She was renting her home.
And my landlord lost her home as well, and so she doesn't want to rebuild.
Her dad does, though, and they're hoping he can build an extra house on his property for them. But that could take 2 years, and her baby is coming in 2 months.
What do you think you'll end up doing when you have the baby?
I do not know. Right now, everything's up in the air.
Espinosa has lived almost her whole life here. Everyone she loves is here. She says if they can't find their own place, they'll stay in the one-bedroom apartment. Everyone together. In Redwood Valley, I'm April Demboski, KQED News.